against my Derringer are not very good odds. But it's a chance I'll have to take if you expect me to bring your sister back alive. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875. The Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin. Yeah, who is it?
It's Fairbairn.
All right.
You locked door, Mr. Paladin?
It didn't lock itself in.
Oh, you know, you really do this, Mr. Paladin.
Just closing the barn door before the horses are stolen.
Oh, Senora Lara in hotel room.
Yes, sir, boy. That's why I sent you to the livery stable. Everything set?
Oh, you know Big Gunner and Little Cousin, too, eh?
Little Cousin? Oh, yeah, the Derringer. That's kind of insurance I need for this trip. What about the horses?
Oh, Utah. Man of Saber has fast horse ready. Yeah. It's a messy one of where to get fresh ones on trip. Most unusual. Shorties are quickly past spring. Louis in Lonesome Valley are one eye in Hangman's Gulch. Tell me, Mr. Paladin, why do you go to these strange places?
Get fresh horses, hey boy. I just put the list with my coat up on the bed, will you please?
Utah. You will not tell hey boy where you go, but he will still help you pack.
No, no, don't bother. I'm all ready as soon as I finish with these guns.
Oh, my. Holy moly.
Hey, boy. Hey, boy, I told you I was all packed. Now, you didn't need to open the saddlebags.
Oh, it's a party. So much money.
All right, now you know. That's why the door was locked. That's payroll money for a railroad construction crew. They had one shipment stolen. They hired me to bring this one in. I'm traveling alone to avoid attracting attention. So for your own protection, hey boy, and for mine, don't mention this to anyone. You understand? Hey boy. I guess the sight of so much money has left you speechless. For once.
Constipation is something people don't talk much about. But it can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. And when constipation occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Now, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
A laxative should be effective, gentle, close to natural acting. A medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Well, pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset. That's why many doctors and millions of people use X-Lax with complete confidence. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently, overnight.
Five long days and had as many layers of trail dust on my clothes to prove it. But finally, I arrived safely at the miserable town of Turnhall. Dirty as I was, I began to feel cleaner as I rode along the filthy street, crowded with the riffraff and the lowlife who follow construction camps. And then, suddenly, to my amazement, I saw a young gentleman strolling along as immaculately dressed as if he had just stepped out of a fashionable haberdasher's in New York City. And I wasn't the only one strolling. Two men were luring him into an alleyway, and I realized the young man was headed for trouble.
Hey, look out, mister! We're out behind you!
You all right?
Yes. I guess so. That would be a good one, didn't they?
There were two of them.
They told me the man had been injured in here.
I'm afraid you fell for an old trick. Here, let me help you up.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, I owe you my life, I would say. They very well could have done me in. I must repay you, sir. My name is Henry Matthews, Jr.
Mine's Paladin, but no, don't worry about repaying.
Oh, I insist, Mr. Paladin. You will have supper with us. Meet my father and sister.
Your sister, Mr. Matthews, in a town like this?
But of course, why not?
Well, your clothes make you somewhat out of place in Terminal, much less your sister.
Oh, I see what you mean. I suppose it was my clothes that attracted those ruffians. I was looking this curious place over. We've only just arrived. But come along, you must meet my family.
I didn't know there'd be a hotel in this town.
You have quite a surprise in store, sir.
Yes, I'm sure I have.
Oh, we're nearly there, Mr. Paladin. It's just around that building. You'll like Father. He's a good choice. Alice is attractive enough, but Father's stuffy at times.
No, I still can't get over seeing you in a place like Terminal. Abroad, maybe, say on the Champs-Élysées.
Well, actually, we were all set to take a grand tour this summer. But Father decided a trip west would be good for us. And I love it. Alice hates it. Father's president of the railroad, you see. And, oh, there we are.
Well, I'll be.
His father's specially built for him.
A private railway coach on a siding.
Mm-hmm. It's really quite nice inside. I think you'll like it.
Oh, I'm sure I would, Mr. Matthews, but I really can't. I'm much too dirty and dusty for such accommodations. I don't even have fresh clothes.
No problem at all. First a bath, then your choice of my wardrobe. I'd say we're practically at a size.
Oh, did you say bath?
Of course. The very least I could do. Shall we?
I'd be a fool to refuse. I should explain. I'm delivering some, well, important papers, so even though my saddlebag seems filled, I don't have other clothes.
No need to explain. Try up here at the end of the vestibule. Our man will save your horse.
Thank you.
If you like, I'll place your saddlebags in the coach safe. I'm sure Father won't mind.
Oh, fine. I'll bring it in. My valuable papers will be right at home in your safe.
Right up. After you, Miss Allison.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, there's Alice.
Henry Matthews, Jr., just what do you think you're doing?
Hello, Alice.
I saw you from inside with this man, Jr. You aren't bringing him inside, are you?
Yes, Alice, I am. He did me a very great favor. He's staying for supper. My sister, Alice, Mr. Pelletier.
How do you do, Miss Matthews?
Junior, do you have to subject us to the company of just any saddle tramp you drag in from the street?
Alice.
Really, I thought you had better take
I'm terribly embarrassed, Mr. Paladin.
Well, perhaps she's right. I'm not a very pleasant-looking supper companion at the moment. We'd better make it some other time. That looks like a boarding house of sorts over there.
Nonsense. You're coming in.
All right.
We'll make Alice eat her words. You just follow me. Are you coming?
Huh? Oh, yes. All right, if you insist.
I do. What were you looking at?
Those two men that tried to rob you.
Where are they?
No, they've disappeared. I think they were watching us.
Well, don't worry about them. We'll be safe inside.
Will we? Truthfully, Matthews, I'd rather tangle with those toughs out there than go inside to face your sister.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So good.
Have a Camel cigarette.
So rich.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So mild.
Have a Camel cigarette.
And there's a reason why.
Enjoying it less, then change to Camels, the best tasting cigarette of all.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
I soon forgot about the two rough-looking men outside. It was hard to believe that I was in the miserable town Terminal. The luxury of the Matthews private railway car left nothing to be desired. A bath, a shave, clean tiles and a handsomely tailored suit gave me a new outlook on life.
To your good health, Paladin.
And to you, sir. I think that washed away the last of my trail dust.
I must say, Paladin, Alice's saddle cramps become more of a gentleman than she ever met in Boston.
It's surprising what soap and water can do, plus clean clothes.
Oh, it's not just that. But it's obvious you're a man of culture and intelligence. I can hardly wait till Alice sees it.
Mm-hmm. You and your sister often, as shall we say, differences of opinion?
Well, I'm just a younger brother to dear Alice. She's convinced I have no judgment whatsoever. She may be right most of the time, but I get rather tired of having to prove it. I'm sure to show her up with you. But we'll soon find out. Father ought to be back now. She has some business with the foreman of the construction crew.
Yes, I'm looking forward to meeting him.
And I imagine he's in the drawing room.
Oh,
yeah. He is. Right here, Father.
What's this Alice has been telling you about you inviting some drifter to supper?
That's exactly what he did, Father. Come, stranger. Oh.
Good evening, Miss Matthews.
Alice, dear, it's not polite to stare.
May I say, Miss Matthews, that's a lovely gown you're wearing.
Junior, what the devil is going on?
Father, may I present Mr. Paladin, my drifter as well as my benefactor. He saved me from being beaten and robbed this afternoon.
How do you do, sir?
Well, welcome aboard, Mr. Paladin. Anyone who can keep Junior out of trouble is a good man. Really, Alice, he doesn't seem so objectionable.
Not in Junior's suit, Father.
Oh, it's not my suit any longer. Fits him better than it did me anyway.
Didn't Mr. Paladin have any clothes of his own?
He was traveling light. Delivering valuable papers, didn't you say, Paladin?
I believe they're now delivered. I brought your payroll from San Francisco, Mr. Matthews. It's in your coach safe.
What? You didn't tell me, Paladin.
You brought it alone?
Well, one rider attracts less attention than an armed guard.
Amazing. I like your style, Mr. Paladin. We needed that cash desperately. Well, this calls for a celebration.
A double one. I've already asked Cook to prepare something special. One champagne, Father.
Good for you, Junior. Let's win supper.
I think for once you've done the right thing. Thank you, Father. I thought you'd approve.
My arm, Miss Matthews.
Thank you.
It's not often a simple man of the saddle has a chance to dine with so gentle a lady.
Oh, shut up.
My pleasure, ma'am. I'd have been quite skeptical if someone had told me when I rode in the terminal that I'd soon be dining in plush surroundings on continental cuisine with the president of a railroad, his son, and very lovely daughter. Miss Alice Matthews took every opportunity to discount me as being any kind of gentleman, but to her brother's delight, I was able to count her every move. After supper, she excused herself for a breath of fresh air on the vestibule. I would have been very happy to join her, but Mr. Matthews wanted to talk business, and talk he did for nearly an hour.
Yes, sir, Mr. Paladin, there's plenty of money to be made in the West. Our railroad will serve the new lines just open. Limitless possibilities.
Really, Father, our guest has been riding night and day on our behalf. We ought to turn in so he can have the rest he's certainly earned.
We've been terribly rude. Father, will you forgive us?
No, nothing to forgive. I've enjoyed the company. The supper was superb. My compliments to your chef. And my deep appreciation to Miss Matthews.
But dear Alice rather retreated in confusion, didn't she?
Hey. I didn't see her come back into the coach.
No doubt retired some time ago. Business talk rather bored, Paladin.
And Paladin here showed her up beautifully on any other subject.
Well, I didn't mean to. Exactly.
Well, she deserved it. I'm forever grateful to you.
So much Paladin to his quarters, you.
Sure.
Heaven. Take care of the window.
What was that?
It was like a stone. Someone showed him to the coach. Wait a minute. Ah, here it is. It's under the table. There's a note tied to her.
A note? What could that mean?
We'll soon see. There's a ring in it. Wasn't Miss Alice wearing this?
Why, yes. This is her ring.
I don't understand.
I'm afraid I do. This note. Miss Matthews is being held for $10,000 ransom. She's been kidnapped.
Your rug looks like new.
Shampooed it myself right on the floor.
And you say impossible.
That's when I was all tired out with nagging backache.
And muscular aches and pains.
And am I glad I took your tip about that. You said try Doan's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doan's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Jones pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Jones Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Jones Pills today to save money by Jones' big economy size.
The Cozy's clause note demanded $10,000 for the return of the young lady. It also stated that her brother was to deliver the money behind the terminal saloon at midnight. He was to come alone and unarmed. The Matthews, Senior and Junior, offered rather drastic solutions.
I'll deliver the money and then fight the scoundrel.
We call up the whole construction.
Now, gentlemen, tear this town apart. Gentlemen, either way, Miss Alice might be harmed. The two men who tried to rob Henry and then followed us here are probably behind us. No, we'd better comply with their orders, with one exception.
What do you mean, Alan?
It's obvious that if you took the money, they'd take you too, demand double ransom. Now, it's almost midnight. I'm already dressed in your clothes, and we'll have to take the chance that they'll mistake me for you. And if they don't, I'll simply tell them I'm her older brother. After that, I'll just see what I can do.
But couldn't I?
It's brave of you to offer to you, but Mr. Paladin's better equipped for this sort of thing. We'll pay you well.
No, I wouldn't think of it.
And very sporting of you, Mr. Paladin, but nonsense.
But can I even go with you?
They said alone, Junior.
Yes, but you won't be armed.
No, not with my six gun, just its little cousin, well concealed.
I beg your pardon?
My Derringer.
Good idea, Mr. Paladin.
Now, there's only one thing that bothers me.
Yes?
Your sister. The kidnappers might accept me as her brother, but I doubt if she will. I had a feeling I was being watched from the moment I stepped out of the railway coach. The gambling saloons were doing a big business, so there were very few people on the street. I found the terminal saloon and walked behind it into the darkness. And the vague feeling that someone was behind me suddenly grew less vague when I felt a gun barrel against my back.
Don't move, mister. No guns, eh? Good thing for you.
We followed your orders to the letter.
What are you doing?
Putting a bag over your head, mister.
And now, turn around. Drop that satchel and stick out your hands.
Well, what's the meaning?
Drop it. I ain't taking no chances.
What do you think you're doing?
With your hands tied and your head covered, you'll stay out of mischief. There we are.
All the money in this bag, you see for yourself.
Oh, don't you worry, I will. Right now, we're going to take a little wagon trip. Move.
How can I? I can't see with this confounded sack on my head. My hands are tied.
Oh, well, I'll just help you.
Yeah, you two sure ain't good at getting in and out of the wagon.
Come on. Get up. Let's go. This time,
yeah,
we're gonna double it.
My father will hear about this.
Oh, that's right, sonny. We'll get word to him.
Did I put him in the other room with the girl?
Yeah. I want to take a good look at this money. Come on, rich boy. Here's your little brother, lady.
That's a nice and neat.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. See for yourself. I'll take the sack off of
you. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
Alice, dear sister, are you all right?
Come here and help me count this money. I've got to decide how much to ask for him.
All right.
Now, leave the door open so we can watch it.
No, what for? It ain't doing nothing.
Put your arms around you, Miss Matthews. You're supposed to be my sister.
My arms are around
you. You might just save our lives.
A lie? Say yes. Like this?
Yes. Hug me now. And listen carefully. Don't move suddenly, but put your hand under my coat.
Why?
There's a derringer strapped under my arm. Get it for me.
I can't reach it now, either.
You've got to. My wrists are tied. Now pretend you're reaching up to kiss me.
I couldn't kiss me. All right. There, I got it.
Now put it in my hand. I can hold it.
What's going on in there?
And I turned the face and dropped to the floor.
You've been a lovely jelly now for a dozen sisters.
Yeah. You too.
On both, gentlemen. You got again, Cam. Take the floor, Alice. Stop that.
Are you all right, Miss Matthews?
Yes. Are they dead?
They are.
Oh, look. Oh, thank heavens. Mr. Paladin, I must apologize for the way I acted.
Don't give it another thought, Miss Matthews.
It seems our whole family is indebted to you. Isn't there any way I can show my gratitude?
Well, you might untie my hands. Have gun, will travel. Created by Herb Meadow and Sam Lawt. It is produced and directed in Hollywood by Frank Parrott and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as A-Boy and Virginia Gregg as Miss Wong. Tonight's story was specially written for Have Gun, Will Travel by Ron Peterson. Featured in the cast were Jack Edwards, Harley Bear, James Nusser, Jack Moyles, and Eleanor Berry. And now, here's a fatal word from our star, John Daner. The current Crusade for Freedom campaign is important to all of us. If forthcoming summit meetings could yield real results for peace and freedom, or they could turn into a propaganda parade for the communists. Now, one pressure on the communists to come to terms is truth. The whole truth, Radio Free Europe sends through the Iron Curtain. Your truth dollars, or half dollars, or whatever you can give, will help do the job. Send your truth dollars to Crusade for Freedom, care of your postmaster. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents Have Gun, Will Travel.